Special report from ABC News. Baltimore Bridge collapse. I'm Sherry Preston. It happened about 1:30 this morning.
Our first unit arrived on scene and reported a complete collapse of the Key Bridge.
Baltimore Fire Chief James Wallace, after a large cargo ship struck the bridge that stretches across the entrance to Baltimore Harbor, sending several vehicles and people into the Patapsco River below. One person was pulled out okay. Another is in serious condition. They're still looking for others as part of a rescue operation. ABC's Gio Benitez has more on the bridge itself.
More than 12 million cars travel on this bridge. At least that's what happened in 2023. So you're talking about a massive amount of travelers going over this bridge. It's a very, very popular bridge, a very, very popular waterway. We see how large that waterway is, leading right through to the port of Baltimore, which is the sixth largest in the country.
Federal officials say the ship lost propulsion as it was leaving the port and that they notified the bridge they might collide before crashing. This is ABC News. Federal agents raiding homes belonging to rap mogul Sean Diddy Combs overnight. Law enforcement sources say the investigation revolves around allegations of human trafficking. A singer, Cassie Cassandra Ventura, says she was lured into a sexual and professional relationship with him.
As alleged, Combs plied her with drugs and alcohol. She fell into dangerous addictions. He took control of her life, everything from her health care to her career opportunities, would beat her, became a domestic abuser, and then completing what Cassie in her lawsuit calls his perverse control of her, Diddy ordered her to have sex with other men and effectively trafficked her for sex with others while he watched.
It's ABC's Aaron Katursky. A dollar won't go quite as far at Dollar Tree as it used to. The company now says it'll increase its maximum price at stores to $7 this year. There was a $5 cap that was put in place just last summer. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs who are on the edge of your next leadership evolution. It's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, raise the floor on your standards, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Unleashed Live is brought to you by SoulSeed LLC, where they facilitate transformation by creating an environment and experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership, supported by practical strategy. Join Amber Swerner, transformational leadership coach, business strategist, and founder of SoulSeed Strategy, based in Madison, Wisconsin. SoulSeed LLC is proud to work with the mission-driven leaders, visionary thinkers, heart-centered service providers, and businesses not always included in traditional business environments, who do business differently. Join us April 4th and 5th for Unleashed Live. Register now at soulseed.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are faulting Northeast Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher for leaving the U.S. House before his term is over. Roger Roth tells the Journal Sentinel he's disappointed by Gallagher's decision. Andre Jacques says he'd be in favor of a special election. As it is, the seat would be vacant from late April to early January. Officials are investigating complaints of phony and forged signatures on recall petitions targeting Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Dawn Haggerty says she called the Racine County District Attorney's Office after her signature was forged.
And I also called the Elections Commission to ask if there's a way to get my name redacted off the list because this doesn't represent me.
Haggerty spoke to WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Lakers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the LA Lakers at Fiserv Forum. LeBron James not expected to play due to a sore ankle. I asked the Bucks' Damian Lillard, who does he expect to guard him tonight?
We've talked about it, but I never really worry about it too much since I've been on this team because we got so many weapons. I know that I can play the game honest in the right way, and we'll have a chance to win regardless.
College basketball, the Badgers women's team with a 67-62 victory over Southern Indiana in the WNIT. They'll host Illinois State Thursday night. Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up spring training with a game against the Rockies before heading to New York for the season opener Thursday against the Mets. What kind of a team should fans expect this year? Manager Pat Murphy.
We're going to play hard, that's for sure. It's a super bunch of guys that I think the fans will fall in love with and compete. And careful, because they might just believe themselves right into contention.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered rain showers today. It's also going to get colder. We'll start near 50, and that'll be the case through around midday, but temperatures will drop into the 30s by late this afternoon. A little breezy, too, with a southwest wind at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 23. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Tune in Tuesday to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show 1 week until the Wisconsin primary and a wake-up call. Devil's Advocates across the state, 4 to 6.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7. WMDX.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Oh, we'll take it somewhere.
Yes.
6 minutes past the hour. John and Gordy, the morning show. On this Tuesday, the 26th day of March.
Fairly wet day today.
It's raining, and it's going to get windy and cold. Right now, 49 degrees. Get down into the upper 30s later today, and then it gets cold overnight and cold tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay?
All right.
It's we're into the 7 o'clock hour, and guess what? It's time for our Ride Into Spring Text to Win contest. Time for the keyword.
What is that
for
keyword?
Well, I'll tell you in just a moment, John. I have to explain that if people want to enter, if they don't know how to enter, this is a text to win. So you have to get the Civic Media app, which is a free app.
Right.
You can get it at the Google Play Store or the Apple Store or anywhere you can get apps. You can get the Civic Media app. You go onto the app.
Yep.
You go to the Mad Radio portion of it or any of our other find Civic Media stations, and you'll find a text button there, and you just text the word. The keyword for this hour, for the 7 o'clock hour, is TRIP, okay? T-R-I-P, right. TRIP, okay? That's the keyword. So you enter into that, and you could win an overnight stay at Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells.
Wow.
And we'll have giveaways at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. Those are all different keyword hours.
Heavy trip. It's a heavy
it's
trip.
A trip. Trip is the keyword. We've got other prizes, too. Once you enter, you're also entered into our two grand prizes that include brand-new bicycles, a 3-in-1 blender, and outdoor patio love seat, all kinds of cool prizes.
Yeah.
So, again, the keyword for the 7 o'clock hour here is trip. Okay?
It's a heavy trip, man.
This is a statewide contest. All the Civic Media stations are in on the contest. Okay?
Life's a heavy trip, man.
Okay. Stop saying that, all right? We have a guest in the studio, John.
Yes, we do.
We want to welcome Sam Rubin from the Madison Mallards. Good morning, Sam. Thanks
morning.
For coming in.
Yeah, thanks for
He's
having me.
He's in control
me.
Of the whole shooting match over there.
Everything.
Yep, everything. And
How long have you been with the Mallards?
Yeah, how long has it been?
Yeah, so I'm going into my third season with the Mallards.
Good all for right. you.
Yeah.
Now,
is this a job you got while you were in Florida?
So I did a stint out in Maryland with a team out there for 2 years, 3 years, something like that. And then after that, I came out here. So
originally from Florida?
Yep, from the Tampa Bay area.
Yeah. A lot of baseball down in Florida.
Lots of baseball.
Yeah. So you kind of grew up in maybe in a baseball loving family, right?
Sort of. I'm a big Tampa Bay Rays fan, which is super disappointing at all times.
Always, they don't seem to do very well.
Well, they do. They just never actually win it. But
is that a trouble farm drawing team? Crowds
is that a
down
farm
there.
Team,
no, it's not a farm.
No,
team.
No. It should. Might as well be though.
okay.
Yeah, crowds not so great. But I'm a big Rays fan, so I grew up a Rays fan, and went to Devil Rays games when I was a kid. And,
sure.
Yeah, so love baseball.
Play baseball yourself?
I played softball in high school, and then I was actually a rower in college.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So now when does the Madison Mallards team start their season?
Yeah, so opening day this year is May 28th. Okay. It's a Tuesday, right after Memorial Day. So the day after Memorial Day is when we open up. And then, of course, we have softball coming this year,
this
too.
This is new, right?
Yes.
The softball, the women's softball team.
Yes.
And you've selected a name.
Or, yeah.
Well, what were the five finalist names?
Yeah, so there were four finalist names.
Four finalists. Okay.
One was the Swamp Angels.
Mm-hmm.
Right. One was the Nightmares, as in like two words.
Okay.
One was the Lake Munsters, like Munster cheese.
Right. Okay.
And the last one was the Thunder Chickens.
Thunder Chickens.
Yes.
Thunder
Chickens. Okay. Yep.
And which one did you select?
No, I can't tell you that.
What do you mean? Wait, you can't tell us?
No.
Why not?
So it was all community-driven voting. So all of these names were fan submissions.
Okay.
So everyone submitted a name.
Sure, you're off the hook. Okay.
Yeah, then, exactly. What? So if no one likes it, it's not our fault.
Exactly. Oh, no. So when will you be revealing the name?
Yeah, so April 20th, which is a Saturday night, we'll have a big event at the Orpheum. So it's a free event. It's family friendly. We'll have face painters and carnival games and snacks and all the good things. We'll do a big unveil video with a big hoopla of all the stuff going on. So 5 o'clock is when doors open, and then 5:30 is when the actual unveil begins.
Now, you have all these names. Now, did you have like logos tied to them, artist renderings of what the logo would, mascot would look like?
Yeah, so we had some preliminary stuff. To be honest, when we opened up the last round of voting, so the final four names, it was a pretty clear winner from day one.
Because of the logo or
no,
because
there
of the
were,
name?
We didn't release any of the logos. So because of the name.
What was the last one? The chickens? What was it?
The Thunder Chickens.
The Thunder Chickens. See, I thought it was a bad choice only because, you know, people would pick their favorite parts.
Right.
And you don't want that reference for a women's team, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. So let's rule that out. Can we say, rule that out?
I cannot confirm nor deny.
Okay. Okay. So
what was the first one?
Oh, geez.
Come on.
The Lake Munsters.
No, not that one.
The Swamp Angels.
No.
And the Nightmares.
Okay. The Nightmares, I bet that's the one that won. Okay.
She can't reveal it,
maybe.
John.
Maybe. We'll see. April 20th. Come find out. Okay. I'd love to have you guys.
All right.
So, Sam, how do you go about putting together a brand new team for this? What league are they going to be in? What is this women's softball
league of their own?
Okay.
No, that would be cool, but no. It's the Northwoods League softball. So the Mallards are part of the Northwoods League baseball.
Right.
The Northwoods League started a softball league. And so we're a part of that. This is the first year of the entire league. So not just the Madison team, but the entire thing. And the interesting part about this setup is that this doesn't actually exist anywhere else. There's no summer collegiate softball that ties in the fun minor league baseball feels to it as well. So there is summer collegiate softball, but it's all it's all development driven and drills and that sort of thing. We don't have the tickets and the giveaways and the fun stuff that comes with it.
So how do you put this league? I mean, where do you draft these players from? And how did that all work? Did they audition or, I mean, not
audition?
Well, you know, I mean, do they have exhibition games or how do you get the talent?
It's all recruiting. So it's just like how we recruit the Mallards. We have relationships with coaches around the country and reach out to them and ask them who they have interest in sending. We have a head coach as well. She'll actually be here for the event. Her name is Raquel. She's from California, and she's recruiting the team. So she's scouting players. She's reaching out to college coaches and asking if there's interest in sending their players up here.
So the Mallards have the duck pond, right? Okay. Is there a separate field for the... Okay, so you play on the same field, same dimensions?
Nope, different dimensions.
Okay.
So actually, as we speak, they are tearing up our infield. We are getting turf this season.
Okay.
So our infield will be turf. It'll be adjustable sizes for not only softball, but also for youth. So there's a really great component where haven't really ever been able to do a lot of youth games out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so now with the adjustable field, we can. So... yeah, it'll be really, really cool. So literally the infield is torn up and there's bulldozers and all the things out there, and it's pretty cool.
So the Mallards open their season May 28th, did
yes,
you say?
Correct.
And the women's softball team yet to be named?
Yes.
June?
June 16th. Okay. It's actually Father's Day. So.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah, it's a Sunday, so excellent. It'll be perfect.
Okay. Are there pro teams that are interested in the Mallards?
What do you mean by that?
Do pro teams take players from...
So all of our, even the Mallards are all college aged.
Okay.
So both softball and the Mallards are all current college students. So it's not like a farm team.
So they're not a Class A or Class B.
Yep, correct. Okay. Yep. So these are all current college athletes.
Got it.
We recruit from, I went to the University of Florida. So we recruit from the University of Florida, of course.
Sure.
We recruit from Madison College. We recruit from UW now for softball. We recruit everywhere, all over the country. We can recruit players for now, both softball and baseball.
Well, you know, let's talk about all over the country for women's softball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, is this taking off all over the country? You know, we have it here, but is this happening everywhere now?
Not yet, but I think in my opinion, we always like to say that baseball is good for baseball and same thing for softball. Softball is good for softball. So if after this we end up with competitive leagues that are trying to compete with us, like, I think that's a good thing. Softball is starting to take off, but there's nothing like this yet.
Now, when I watch a women's softball, I'm amazed at the pitchers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because they're closer to the batters.
Yeah.
So they wear protective gear, right? They wear helmets with a face mask. And how fast do they whip that ball in? I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's fast pitch.
Yeah,
really.
It is. Yeah. So I think that on average, it's like 70-ish miles an hour that it comes in. But they're closer, there's all these studies that say it actually comes across home quicker than like over 100 miles an hour.
They have less reaction time to swing.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's pretty impressive. And it's a cool game to watch. It's much quicker and fast-paced than baseball is. So.
Is there any chance this could become professional again?
Softball or this team
softball.
Here? Yeah, there are professional softball teams or softball leagues out there. There's a couple out there. There's two that are the most well-known. But we have just signed a player who has a potential of getting drafted in one of these leagues. So it's one of those things where it's like, it's out there. It's just not super big right now.
So what was the name of the team that you've chosen this time around for?
For the name?
Yeah.
April 20th. Come on out.
What was the name?
She can't.
You think I'm going to trip up?
You're trying to trick her into giving the name out.
You're the first person to ask me. Everywhere I go, people are asking me.
So let's just review. April 20th is the big event at the
Orpheum. Big event at the Orpheum.
What time is that?
5 o'clock is doors. 5:30 is the start of the actual unveil.
And you'll have all kinds of activities going on.
It's free, family friendly, face painters and temporary tattoos and carnival games and all the things.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Super.
Very good.
And you have a film presentation, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
Video.
Correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And the logo.
Yep.
Okay. And what does that logo look like?
You know, I wish I could tell you.
You don't know.
Have
you seen it?
I do. I have. I know what the logo looks like.
Yes.
Okay.
It's some sort of animal, but all the names are animals.
Okay.
So.
What are the four names again?
So it's the Lake Munsters, like Munster cheese, the Swamp Angels, the Thunder Chickens, and the Nightmares.
Okay. All right. Well, Sam Rubin, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
General Manager of the Madison Mallards. Hope you have a great season with the Mallards
and
that new team yet to be
named.
Hopefully
we'll see you in April.
All right.
All right.
Sounds good. Yeah. Baseball.
What was that name again?
Softball.
What was the first letter of
Give
the name?
Give it up. Peterson.
M for Madison.
good answer.
Yes, Madison.
Thank you, Sam.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Have a great season. Come back sometime, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
It is coming up on 19 past the hour. John and Gordy continue after these messages. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for matinee on air.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Bum, 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 bum. We was a do-do-do driving to downtown today about some midnight hour.
I love it. What is this?
This is the trip.
The trip.
For our, right. For our word trip. Of the hour.
That's right. The key word is trip. T-R-I-P. I had somebody, I saw a text, somebody thought it was something similar to that.
It's a very heavy trip.
It's a trip. T-R-I-P.
Not trick.
No. Trip. That's trip. The key word. For our Ride into Spring contest, and again, we'll have different keywords throughout the day at 10 o'clock, also 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock, so you can continue to enter on any of our Civic Media stations on the Civic Media app, and it is a statewide contest, and we encourage you to enter. You could win a trip for Chula Vista, an overnight trip to Wisconsin Dells, and also we have many grand prizes. We've got some bikes to give away, also patio furniture, 3-in-1 blender. So enter the contest. Again, the keyword is trip.
Trip.
With a P. T-R-I-P. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right. We got it. All right. All right. Now, you know, The Guardian is a global news network.
Yes, it is.
I even gave them a little money the other day because I've been reading their stories for a long time. I thought, and they kind of reminded me of it.
Yeah.
See, they gave me a number of how many articles I've read. I thought, okay, all right.
You want to donate.
A little donation here. Doesn't hurt. Okay. All right. Anyway, The Guardian has been doing amazing coverage of Wisconsin.
Yes, they have.
I don't even know why. Well, they must have somebody here that is interested in the election and what's going on politically here,
because
it's a super gerrymandered state.
Yeah.
So obviously all the crazy things are happening in the Midwest, in our state. Illinois is not like that. Minnesota's not like that. Michigan is no longer like that. It's just Wisconsin. Makes us very unique, doesn't it?
Anyway, state.
They wrote just a few days ago. It was March 20, 2016.
Okay, this was in The Guardian.
Yep. Wisconsin's Republican primary was just days away, and the GOP establishment was making a desperate last attempt to block Donald Trump from the Republican nomination. That's right. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin Republicans did not want Donald Trump. All the right-wingers, all of the announcers in the right-wing stations were anti-Trump.
Mm-hmm.
They supported Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And now they're solidly on board with Trump. So what happened, right? And that's, of course, latching onto the supposed stolen election myth and fake electors scheme, which they fell for hook, line, and sinker.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a traumatic thing. They were traumatized by the entire idea of Trump being a president. It's like 9/11. And then people's brains twist just a little bit because of what's happening in reality, and they become super cultists.
Yeah, a traumatic event is what happened.
That's basically how it takes place, I think, anyway.
So what else did The Guardian have to say about
all
this?
So they wrapped up the article with this tip,
and
a hat tip, by the way, to Civic Media.
Yeah,
the radio landscape of Wisconsin could be shifting. In 2022, the tech entrepreneur and Democratic Party donor Sage Weil introduced Civic Media, a left-leaning Wisconsin-based radio network, which he envisioned as a counterpoint to the right-wing voices that dominate the air.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Michael Wagner, a professor of journalism and mass communications at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, said, there's some evidence that they're picking up some traction.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. There's another station, of course, in Milwaukee that has taken a few of our talent already. Mm-hmm. So they're plucking away some of that. I guess that happens, you know, big station out there in Milwaukee. But it's nice to know that they're at least aware of us.
Yeah, we're on the radar there.
Yeah, we're on the radar finally.
Yeah, thanks to Guardian for those kind words.
Pretty cool, huh?
Excellent. Yeah, we're doing something right.
We're doing something right. Do it live.
We're doing our part here on the John and Gordy Show.
Well, I tell you what, it's time once again for another reminder of the Mega Say the Darndest Things.
Oh, more?
Yes.
They just don't stop. As long as they keep talking, we've got material.
Let me just tell you this. This is the weird thing, okay? I actually thought I could do this in one show.
Yeah. No, we've gone through three or four shows now.
Yes, exactly. And I'm still drawing this thing out.
Okay. Yeah, megas say the darndest things.
Okay, well, here's somebody that texted us. I think John is wrong.
What?
Okay. It's not because of trauma. It's because they have been telling themselves for decades that the Democrats are evil. And that's probably true.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably true, too. I mean, you could add that to it. I don't think I'm wrong. I would add that.
And this texter also added, if your opponent is evil, then anyone who can win against evil is good. Okay.
That's right. Yep. Right. Good point.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
There you go.
Thank you, Sam.
All right. Should we hear some of the darndest things that the Megas have been able to say recently?
Yes.
Next cut, right?
We're looking at 543.
Yes.
Yep. Dial it up.
Right down the list.
Okay.
All right.
Hit it.
Check it out.
After Richard Nixon, they went after Bill Clinton. And now the courts in several different states are finding different things about Trump. Is there anything that could happen with him indictment-wise that would say, all right, maybe this disqualifies him for president?
Not for me. I'm with him to the finish.
All right. Thank you so much.
He could stand on the front steps of the White House and commit murder, and I'm with him.
Explain that to me. That's amazing. I mean,
he's the only man we've ever had in my lifetime that stood for America as president. They don't anybody compare to Donald Trump. He loves this country, and that's why I love him. And nobody stood under the attack that Trump stood under.
Oh, yeah.
And look what he's done. He's hanging in there. He's for us. He loves this country.
Say one nice thing about Joe Biden to me.
I can't.
Right, so you just don't like Biden.
Oh, because I've looked at Biden when he's just totally corrupt. How can you look beyond the corruption to say that this man could be a statesman representing the United States? You know, the whole issue of his getting the millions of dollars with Hunter Biden, the media didn't cover that at all. Why? Why didn't they cover that?
So we were stronger when President Obama was in office?
No.
That was 10 years ago.
No, yeah. Obama started this whole mess and started dividing us. When Trump came in, he started getting us back to our roots, back to loving America.
Yeah.
Back to helping get rid of the regulations so we could be more energy efficient. Now, look at we're buying our oil from where? A foreign country when we have enough here in this country to take care of us plus many?
Well, we've always bought our oil from other countries.
No, but we could produce more here.
Oh, yes. Okay. There you go. Isn't that something? You like a candidate. I get that.
Right.
You're a big fan of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
But how can you think like that? Where is the thought process in coming up with those kinds of conclusions?
And the fact that one guy says he could stand on the front steps of the White House and murder somebody, and I'd be right there with him.
Woo.
Well, wow.
Yeah, I suppose when you have a draw like that, you can say almost anything and get away with it.
Yeah. Southern drawl helps.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Okay. I've never been able to do that.
I don't know what you mean. All right.
Chewing on a straw.
a piece of chaw.
Jog.
Okay.
We got more cuts, by the way, coming
up. Do we?
Yeah.
Okay.
And one of the great classic cuts ever, it is A Woman Who Screams. And we'll be getting to that.
Oh, no.
Oh, I just can't wait for this one.
Okay. 7:29, we've got news and weather and Pam Yonke with the Farm Report. We're coming back with, Shades of Reefer Madness for the Dangers of Social Media coming up.
Yes.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
The Top Chef Effect is about to sweep over Wisconsin. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. Tomorrow evening, Top Chef, a food show on the Bravo Network, will debut season 21, and it's all about Wisconsin. They've filmed the show in Milwaukee, Madison, as well as additional locations across the state. And they're including not only Wisconsin food ingredients and food stories, but Wisconsin farms. For example, the Hop Yard in Paoli, Wisconsin, played host to one of the crews for Top Chef as they investigated Wisconsin hop production. Rich Joseph, who's in charge of Hop Yard production, says he's optimistic that they'll see something about the farm come tomorrow evening.
I spent a good part of a day talking to them about hops and showing them our locations and things like that, and then, but then they came out, and in August, well, it would have been August, middle of August, brought a film crew out, and spent a good chunk of the day here doing aerial video and video of us harvesting hops and showing them what the hops, you know, our harvesting process and our drying process, and so we're really hoping that we get some B-roll, you know, of our hop farm on the show this Wednesday.
Rich Joseph from the Hop Yard. He's got locations in Paoli and Evansville and hoping that they see their hops and their farming operation on the premier Top Chef Season 21 episode that airs tomorrow evening, 8 p.m. Central Time on the Bravo Network.
One of the most common questions farmers ask is, why don't we see commercials about Wisconsin dairy products on TV anymore? Suzanne Fanning, Chief Marketing Officer for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, has the answer and shares more on just how they're using your checkoff dollars.
We are very careful about how we send those farmer dollars. We don't want to be preaching to the choir, so we don't need to tell that story right here. And also, years ago, you didn't have the opportunity as a marketer to define your audience and say, I'm looking for people who are specifically interested and cheese, who have a specific income, for people of a certain age group, a specific household. So now we have such sophisticated targeting that we can do on social and with our digital advertising. We also have opportunities within search engine optimization. There are so many things that we can do, and marketing is so much more sophisticated than just buying a commercial on TV. We can spend money so much more wisely.
That was Suzanne Fanning, Chief Marketing Officer of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. To learn more, check out Wisconsin.
And today is the beginning of the 62nd annual WPS Farm Show at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. Just a quick reminder, show hours 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. today and tomorrow, 9 until 3 on Thursday. Cost of admission is free, but you pay $5 for parking. I'm Pam Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered rain showers today. It's also going to get colder. We'll start near 50, and that'll be the case through around midday, but temperatures will drop into the 30s by late this afternoon. A little breezy, too, with a southwest wind at 15 to 25. Tonight down to 23. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
¶¶
You know, it's hard to interrupt the Beatles song, isn't it?
It is.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, the John and Gordy Show. And we're sitting here on a very rainy day looking out on a wet, soaked street, State Street. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Do we
have that cam all set up and ready to take a look out there for those viewing on Facebook?
Yeah, or YouTube, yeah. There's some traffic moving through downtown this morning.
That's right.
It looks like the rain has let up, at least for the moment, but we're expecting more showers off and on today and falling temperatures, 49 degrees to start, and we'll be down into the upper 30s later on. Want to remind everybody what the key word is, as we're in a key word hour here during 7 o'clock. You have to key word. You have up until 8 o'clock to get the key word into your text on the Civic Media app to enter our contest, the Ride into Spring contest. You could win a overnight stay at Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells, and you'll also be entered to win one of two grand prizes that include new bikes, also outdoor patio furniture, a 3-in-1 blender, and more. And this is a statewide contest. Again, the word for this hour, the key word is trip, T-R-I-P. Yeah. P as in Peter, trip, okay? Trip.
Yep.
That's the key word.
I'm on a trip here. Let's say a little update.
Is it a good trip?
Two people saved from the water after the tanker hit a bridge support for the Baltimore Bridge, the Key Bridge, and that collapsed completely. You probably see the video today, probably all day long in regards to that, and they're still looking for people. The other big thing that's going on is the Supreme Court case dealing with the the abortion pill. I can't remember what the name of the pill is, but they're going to be talking about that, and there's going to be analysis later on from all the pundits later on this evening trying to analyze what it looked like the decision might end up being. I mean, this is a drug that's been out there for 40 years already and kind of proven itself over time, but for some reason they're going to dissect this, and it could have major implications in regards to the FDA drug approval process. And that's one of the things that they're looking at. And hopefully, this is going to be an okay decision. They're going to say, well, it's been around along. It's proven itself over time. So, we're going to leave things well enough alone.
Yeah, the FDA first approved it's mifepristone, I believe. Mifepristone?
Mifepristone.
Prestone. Okay. So they approved it in 2000. So it's been around since 24 years.
Well, it was in Europe.
Yeah.
For a long time before that.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is the headline is Supreme Court will now have to deal with consequences of its Roe v. Wade ruling.
Mm-hmm.
This is another one of those crazy rulings that didn't make any sense at all. 50 years of Supreme Court justices approving this particular ruling. And then all of a sudden these guys come in and they knew better. They knew better than all of the other previous justices, and they overturned it because it was something they dedicated themselves to do. Mm-hmm. The Federalist Society decided this is what they wanted to do, and they did it.
Yep.
Willy-nilly, and now we're suffering the consequences.
Yeah, according to the FDA, more than 5 million women have taken the drug, mifepristone, since it became available or was approved back in 2000.
Right.
5 million.
I know. It's just it's just insane to question whether we should have it on the market or not.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Okay. Well, we'll watch that story today from the Supreme Court.
Yep. Here's a story that no one's watching, but it's a big deal. It is really a big deal. I just can't believe this. Governor DeSantis in Florida signed a bill that bans children younger than 14 years from holding social media accounts. It also requires 14 to 15-year-olds how to obtain parental approval to hold accounts on social media that employ algorithms that have certain addictive features. Wow, really? The parents are going to know this? and anybody, are they all going to know this? Every one of these social media websites basically have algorithms.
Right.
So it kind of bans everything. Now, how do you put it back in the bottle?
You can't.
All these kids already have these accounts. How do you put that back in the bottle?
I don't see any way.
I don't see how this is.
It doesn't happen.
This is even possible. According to the Florida House Speaker, the internet has become a dark alley for children where predators target them, and dangerous social media leads to higher rates of depression, self-harm, and even suicide. Wow.
Well, what can be done? I compare
this to Reefer Madness. This is the same kind of crap with Reefer Madness, how dangerous it was. I was going to turn people into rapists. Yeah. No. And this now is going, it's this dark alley. Mm-hmm. I never heard that analogy before, but here we are. Depression, self-harm, suicide. Well, you could, you know, say anything causes that, right? Just life itself or living in Florida would create that situation.
Do younger generations know about the movie Reefer Madness, do you think? Do they catch the reference?
I don't know.
Because it was made in the 30s or 40s, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and it was all about the dangers of marijuana, and it was all just over the top. Crazy,
right?
The whole movie.
They would smoke pot and become crazy, insane, that insane, crazy look on their face, and they'd, you know, be playing the piano crazily, attacking women crazily.
Yeah.
You know, just ridiculous
Reefer
stuff.
Reefer Madness.
In fact, we should ask Sam.
Yeah. Do you remember the movie Reefer Madness? Are you
familiar with it? I'm familiar with it. Okay. I've watched part of it before.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a really goofy, stupid movie.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And now the same thing is happening for social media.
Yeah.
And we're doing the same thing, and we're going to look back on it and think, what the hell? Why did we even listen to these people? But it's happening in Florida. 14 and younger cannot have social media accounts, but they already do. I just can't wrap my head around anything. Okay. And it goes on at Florida.
Let's get to the John and Gordy hotline. Joe is on the phone this morning with a comment. Wow. Good morning, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. I was really intrigued and interested in the array of Trump voters, their thoughts on Trump and kind of what propels their allegiance. And it was a fascinating bit. And I think it's something you can return to. One of the things that struck me while you were playing it is a friend of mine who is her field of study is rhetoric, you know, the argumentation and debate. How do you make an argument? And one of the things she said is if people come across with a statement like, well, Biden is totally corrupt, the one rejoinder to that is, what's your evidence? You know, do you have any evidence?
Yes,
can you bring up, you know, anything at all to sort of say that? And it's, you know, and I try to use that in my own to think, okay, I think that Biden's a good president. So what's my evidence of it? My evidence is, you know, unemployment has been going down hugely. I mean, the largest increase in jobs ever. And one can certainly argue the evidence would certainly be that the Inflation Reduction Act and the CHIPS Act that he was able to get through really propelled a big increase in jobs. And in addition, you know, he's not the kind of guy that refers to the military, as Trump did, as losers and suckers.
Yes.
So, I that's another piece of evidence. So it's just interesting. There was a woman in your array who spoke of, well, the Bidens are totally corrupt. Well, what's your evidence? Particularly because you said earlier in the hour you had evidence that Swalwell had as to why the impeachment against Biden was going absolutely nowhere,
exactly.
You know, being deep six, because, geez, if you had the votes, you'd go for it. You know, geez, if your witness wasn't in prison right now because of your chief witness wasn't in prison, you might go for it. And geez, didn't we just have that Lev Parnas appearing before Congress and saying, it was just all a ruse. It was garbage. I was being fed by the Russians and you all picked up on it. So it's useful, I think, sometimes just to sort of say the simple sentence, what's your evidence?
Exactly.
You know, it's just rather than your gut feelings of he just fills my heart with love. OK, what's your evidence? You know
exactly.
what I mean?
That's a very good point. And I've got a new thing that I'm latching on to.
Yeah.
I'm going to debut it right now with you, Joe, and Gordy.
Yeah,
I just want to bring this up. This is big. It occurred to me last night, and now I'm going to bring it up often, I think. What's happening in Michigan is that Trump has asked canvassers to go out and look for black voters, okay?
All right.
Now, I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute here. They want to get rid of DEI because they don't see color anymore. They see character. And I'm thinking, wait, if you're going after black voters, how can you do it? What is this? What happened to the character part of it? Whatever happened to that?
Yeah. Black is a color.
I think they see color.
Mm-hmm. I'm just a shot. I'm taking a guess here.
Stepping out on a limb.
Yeah. And that's going to be my debate from now on, because I read a story here in Wisconsin. A black student had to move to another community, a much friendlier, more diverse community, because he was basically chased out and harassed in the community he was in. And again, is it because of his character or color, right? And we're getting rid of DEI a little early here. I think we're jumping the gun.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, let's keep having examples of that. That's just sad, but instructive.
All right.
Very, very instructive.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, Joe.
Appreciate the call and allowing me to rant as well. I never do.
No. No, you don't.
I sit here silently like a lump on a chair. Sorry about that, Gordy.
Taking my position away from you.
I know.
Okay.
Should we talk about your little... When we were scripting,
I don't think we can describe it.
I was gonna mention it, but yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if
people would understand just how funny it is without seeing it.
Yeah, I know.
It's a little behind the scenes stuff.
It is behind the scenes.
We have our planning document every day on the show.
It's an outline. Yeah.
It's an outline of some of the things that we're going to talk about. I mean, we rarely refer to it once we start. Well, it kind of goes out the window sometimes.
We kind of push a lot of the subject matter down the list until we can't get to it. And then on Friday, we hit, Dumpster.
Dumpster Fire Friday.
Dumpster Fire Friday is this Friday, last Friday of the month. Yeah. Oh, by the way, tomorrow we'll be at Short Stack Eatery.
Oh, yes.
At 301 West Johnson, so we invite you to join us.
Oh, were you there? 6 to 8. We're down there.
Always a good time at Short Stack, so hope you can show up. So we were just discussing something before the show, back to our little discussion behind the scenes. I just made a couple of notes to show John, and I don't know what, I'm not exactly sure what happened from there, but I had made some notes alongside some of the things that you were about to talk about, and I said, I wrote on there, that's right. Oh, really? Tell me more.
I'm going to contribute.
And John found that humorous. I showed it to you right before you started talking.
You have a larger part here than that.
Some days I do. Some days I don't. That's okay.
Oh, I sense some anger there.
I'm just here for moral support. And to keep the trains running on time.
That's right.
You know?
That's right, because I never look at the clock.
You never look at the clock. You never look at the...
It's never good.
The time signals that Sam is giving us. He signals me, and then I signal you, and you still ignore both of us. After almost 6 months on the air.
Hey, we got a comment, texters. I went through DEI training recently, and it was inoffensive. And I thought, and thought provoking, I came away feeling that if you find DEI troubling, you either have no personal experience with this training or you're a racist. You guys should get your hands on the training. It's good material. And that's what you would think.
Well, yes. You know, I work for Sauk County part-time, and we've gone through some of that training. Yeah, it is very thought provoking, and it does make you think about everything.
That's right.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
It's a very positive thing. It's so typical the megas basically want to go, they want to skip the difficult part of trying to weed out racism. They just want to go to the part where they go to character right away. Forget about the color.
Exactly. Right. 749, cloudy, rainy today, 49 degrees. And when we come back, this, that, the other, and some leftovers, but also Gen Z. They're still living at home? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
I'll
have that coming up.
I have proof.
Yeah.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
No one wanted to hire me. They just saw my disability, but not me. I worked hard to get the education and the skills needed to thrive. I was ready to work. Then someone believed in me and said yes.
And once you say yes, Thinkability Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, and 92.7 FM and 1580 on your AM dial. By the way, you can also check us out on social media. We're on those platforms live. You can even see us.
I guess.
Does it matter?
Yeah. Facebook, YouTube, X. I think we're on Twitter, X.
We had so many plans for the video version of this show, didn't we?
You know, well, we still have plans.
We're kind of from television. You know, we had our cable access show, one of the most popular cable access shows in the country. And we had our late
prove
night
us
movie
wrong.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, prove us wrong. Look it up, folks.
That was 30 years ago. I'm sure you remember it like it was yesterday.
And cable access ratings, you know, they're always posted.
I don't think cable access even exists anymore. I'm pretty sure that's...
No, I think it's gone.
Yeah.
I think it's gone now.
A long time ago.
But we had our late night movie show.
Yeah, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Just kind of winged
really,
our way through.
Really late at night after midnight when nobody was watching.
No, everybody was watching that.
Yeah.
At least in my
in
mind.
In your mind. Yeah. It was a long time ago. But, you know, this is John and Gordy 2.0. Is that what you're
That's exactly that? Right. And here we are in video. Everything is now in social media.
You know,
you have to have video with it. So here we are, and we wanted to do something fancy schmancy with this thing. We want to add special effects.
Don't get too technical. We didn't work together for 29 years.
Yeah.
You know, but here we are, and we've been here at Civic Media now for 5 or 6 months. And, you know, it's just like riding a bicycle.
It is.
An old, rusty, out-of-date bicycle.
How do we keep the news media away from us? You want to cover this story. It's an incredible story. That, you know, thinking, oh, my God, these guys are back after so many years.
These guys,
But, you know, we're keeping them at bay.
I think it's more like those guys. Yeah. Anyway, one more time, I want to remind everybody before the 8 o'clock hour rolls around, you still have a few minutes to text in this hour's keyword if you're in on the contest, the Ride Into Spring Text to Win contest. Statewide contest here on Civic Media. The keyword is trip. So you use your Civic Media app and put in the word trip, and you're in the contest. You could win an overnight stay at Chula Vista or one of many other grand prizes. Okay? All right.
All right. Now, I've talked about Gen Z quite a bit on this program. I'd like to more or less say 20-somethings, 30-somethings, but, you know, it's
Gen Z.
Coded now. Gen Z. All right. Got a couple of them. In my house.
In the basement.
Yeah, gamers doing their thing.
Do they come out of the basement once in a while?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
One works part-time video production, and the other one is producing a game, a board game, Dungeons and Dragons type of game. All created it with his friends, and they're putting that together.
Well, that's good.
So they're going to eventually market that, I would assume. Mm-hmm. But they're at home. And I thought maybe, you know, people would say, why? You should be kicking them out, you know, encouraging them to leave. Mm-hmm. And I'm finding out that almost everybody I talk to has a Gen Zer at home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not unusual. It's not strange. And it's typical. And by the way, there's a reason for it. With the younger generation facing tough economic circumstances, many parents are supporting their children long past the college years. Nearly half of young adults in the U.S. live at home. Nearly half.
Wow, that's a stunning figure right there.
Yeah, and millions more are receiving help with their rent, bills, and everyday costs. For parents, it's a major expense, sometimes requiring greater debt loads, depleted savings, and delayed retirement plans. And I tell you what, that last line?
delayed retirement plans. Yeah. We're both working.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So that line stood out for me. I want my kids to see it. I'm depleting my retirement funds. Now, when you get your job, you're going to have me, right?
That's the way it's supposed to work, yes.
The percentage of young adults living with their parents is roughly on a par with the 1940s, believe it or not. But the uptick now is being driven in part by how the pandemic normalized living with parents. It's also gotten harder to find good entry-level jobs and afford a higher cost of living. The pandemic put the whole business of growing up on a different timetable than in the past, said clinical technician blah 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 blah, author of Failure to Launch While Your 20s 30s.
I'm sorry. Blah 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 blah. Where does he is he a professor? What,
you know,
source that again for
okay
us.
Well, this is the thing with me. I
you're not making this up, are you?
No. No, but it's
blah 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 blah. I never heard you reference that guy before.
Okay, this is kind of a pet peeve of mine because I listen to people, you know, read these stories on the air,
right.
and they always mess up the person's name.
Well, that's
and
true.
I'm so done with that because I don't care. I don't remember the name after that. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
So that.
Okay. Well, all right.
And plus, I'm making this stuff up.
Okay. No, the truth comes out.
Not really. Okay. Anyway, the author of the book, Why Your 20-something Hasn't Grown Up and What to Do About It.
Yeah, what to do about it.
Yeah.
What can you do about
U.S. parents spend about $500 billion every year on their 18 to 34-year-old children, which is double what they put towards their retirement.
Oh, but 500 billion?
Yes, cumulative.
Lord.
It's not something I make myself.
What else did blah, 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 blah have to say? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Are we still on the air? Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes helping your kids now is an investment in your future so they can help you later on.
Oh, hey, look who just showed up.
What the hell is wrong with you? Have you lost your mind?
Yes, he has.
Both
me?
Of you.
Oh,
you're just
me?
I've been walking here for 10 minutes. I'm hearing nothing but laughter.
Well,
we can blame Professor blah, 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 blah for that. Him and his new book.
We weren't talking about Sam's movie, so I was wrong with my little snotty text. So I want to just tell you.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay.
Yeah,
okay.
People have forgotten it.
That's okay.
People have forgotten about that. You haven't. I can see it in your eyes.
Okay.
People call us idiots all the time. So.
That's right. We're used to that. Okay.
We roll with those punches.
All right.
Anyway, the act of moving in with parents is seen as a pragmatic way to get ahead. And most agree younger generations are navigating a broken... Are we off the air yet?
We got 30 seconds,
maybe
John.
For the last time.
I'm just ending it. You know that they're living at home. You know.
Thank you for that.
You know.
Yeah, okay. That's going to do it for the John and Gordy Show for this Tuesday. We hope you have a wonderful day. We'll be back at Short Stack Eatery tomorrow morning, 6 to 8 a.m. We hope you'll join us then.
Yes.
You and us and
everyone
blah, blah,
else
blah,
and blah, 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 blah. We'll make it.
Okay.
She's a great interview, by the way.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Tuesday on Nightlight, I welcome comedian, author Rich Scheidner and Jeopardy rock star Ben Chan. It's Nightlight, 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed.
See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Baltimore Bridge collapse. I'm Sherry Preston. A large cargo ship losing power.